You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. The news headlines are filled with stories about the current cost of living crisis, but behind those stories are real people experiencing real problems. Joining us now is Roisin Jacklin, Policy Officer with RNIB. Roisin, welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Hal.
We spoke very recently about the impact that the cost of living crisis is having on blind and partially sighted people, but it seems that even in the short time since, things have taken a turn for the worse, and the recent mini-budget seems to have caused even more concern and created more anxiety for people. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. At RNIB, we're extremely disappointed. The mini-budget did very little for the majority of blind and partially sighted people. We needed kind of more than ever targeted support to those who are hardest hit by the cost of living, but there was in there kind of no indication of this much needed targeted support for people, including for blind and partially sighted people.
And you mentioned that the targeted support, of course, RNIB has just delivered several thousand signatures in an e-action calling for the government to take that urgent action to support blind and partially sighted people through this cost of living crisis. Has there been any indication so far on how that was received or what we could expect next from the government?
Yeah, we delivered the e-action today. And we really use that as an opportunity to kind of demand that the government now does more to support blind and partially sighted people through the crisis. The action was signed, we were delighted, by over 2,733 people, which I think really highlights just kind of the extreme worry and anxiety that there is around the crisis amongst blind and partially sighted people. We haven't yet had a response, but we will be. There was a letter kind of outlining our key calls, calling for benefits to be urgently increased in line with inflation and the need for targeted support so blind and partially sighted people can meet rising energy bills. We're awaiting kind of the government's response and we'll be ready to kind of push if we need further campaigning.
One of the points made in that mini budget was the Chancellor saying that he wanted people to retain more of the money that they earned. And I believe that RNIB has a point they'd like to raise about that.
Yeah. So we're really urging the Chancellor to raise the blind person's tax allowance. We think this is a really efficient way of making sure that people with severe vision impairment can earn more before they start paying income tax. I think we know each year since 2016, it's only increased by under £100. So we're going to be calling for an increase of at least £500 so people can meet rising costs. And we're also going to be calling for it to be extended to those certified with sight impairment.
And RNIB has been very active recently. There was a meeting, I know, of the Disability Charity Consortium, which was hosted and chaired by the RNIB to discuss this crisis with charities like Mind, Sense, Scope and the RNID all coming together. What were some of the outcomes there?
Yeah, that's a really important kind of coalition that we're working with and making sure kind of our calls to the government are aligned. So we're having the biggest impact. Some of the work that we've been doing with the Disability Charities Consortium has been kind of feeding into the government and making sure that we've been making recommendations to the government's disability unit on how they can support people with disabilities through the cost of living crisis. In that meeting, kind of key calls around kind of continuing to push for benefits to be urgently increased in line with inflation were discussed and some of the ways we can work together kind of going forward.
And what sort of practical support can RNIB offer to people who might be concerned about their finances?
And for people who are struggling, it's really important that they get in touch with RNIB's helpline. We're there for people. We can provide kind of both practical and emotional support. We've got some really important courses like a Money Matters course that people could access. We've also got a fantastic team of kind of benefits advisors that can work with people and check that they are kind of getting the financial support that they're entitled to.
Of course, the helpline, a great source of information and support. The number to call 0303 123 9999. It's available 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. on weekdays and 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. on Saturdays. Or you can ask your Amazon Echo device to call RNIB helpline or email helpline@rnib.org.uk. Roisin Jacklin, Policy Officer with RNIB, thanks for speaking to us again on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks.